This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. Happy New Year. You know, I saw the traffic. You could tell everyone's back to work. I was working while on vacation. I don't understand why, you know, everybody got the time off. You just, you know, if I stopped working the 2 weeks, I would probably go through withdrawal. But I see everybody's kind of back at work. They're all kind of supercharged. I'm a little different this week than I think I was a couple weeks ago. Just personal. Celebrating the fact that I am done with my periods. I've been going through menopause for a decade. You guys have known. I've been on air for almost 11 years. We've been talking about my menopausal issue, but I am officially done. I am done. Now, what's cool about this is now I can reveal to you guys all our secrets. So you don't understand, okay? There's a lot of things we women do, and I haven't been allowed to say because there's this, like, invisible womanhood. Sort of, well, maybe they're not really invisible. And they have the ability to strip me of my PMS privileges if I say too much. Now I don't get my period anymore, so strip away, which is, fine. Go after me with all your might. I can now reveal all the scoop. And I didn't realize that a lot of my activities and my actions and my behavior centered around the period. Now, you know, mind you, I am as progressive a woman as you could be. I mean, although I do really like to wear a bra, I couldn't be one of those non-bra women people. I'd be kind of tripping on myself. And I am very, very grateful for all the work my foremothers did. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for all the work that men and women did for women's rights. So God bless all of them and thank you. All right. But I have to admit, a lot of our behavior and actions center around the period. Okay, let's start with this. What is one of the most embarrassing things that could happen to a woman in public? No, not a fart. Women fart all the time. We just blame it on our husbands. No, the most embarrassing thing women can do is have their period, right, mess up their pants when they don't know in front of people. Now, you would think half the population would understand, and the other half the population would turn away going, that's disgusting. So, you'd have some privacy if that happened, but it's still one of the most humiliating things that ever happens to a woman. So a lot of our behavior even subconsciously circles around that. So I don't know if you guys have ever seen me with my husband, but I always let my husband, kind of walk in front of me. Women let their men walk in front of them. It's not because we think they're the supreme leader. It's not because we think that they are like, you know, the all powerful. It's because when we were dating, we never wanted to have our period. We didn't want somebody to look at our butt. And so I always walked behind. My husband would sit there and hold the door for me, and I wouldn't let him. I'm like, no, you first. Same thing with a line or like a crowded room. A lot of us women will go to the back of the line. Not when we're not having our period. Then we're like, okay, me first, well, ladies first. But for me, I like, you know, go ahead. Because I would be so afraid that something like that would happen in front of a room full of people that, fine, just go ahead. You know, my kids got so used to me always, you know, letting them go first because they were kids. Oh, hell no. I want to eat before they do. But again, don't want to have my period in front of them. Same thing with a big purse. Okay? Guys never understood why women have a big purse. I don't have a big purse to hold stuff in. The last thing I want to do is carry around big things. I mean, already my shoulders have to deal with these things. Okay, to have a big purse is not fun. But again, if you have a big purse and it's wide, I mean, for me, I had to get it really wide, could cover your tushy. So I would take the purse and wrap it around, and it would cover my butt just in case it'd be. And you know, I probably had maybe a total of maybe one accident my whole entire life, but it was so traumatizing that you end up changing all your behavior. You know, now, we've talked about how women do things with fights. Okay, this, oh, I got a lot of flack with it. Women do not like me to reveal this. So I can only give this to you in little pieces, because if I tell you the whole thing, I really lose. I mean, I'll lose my boobies, and I still like those. But, you know, in fights, you know, women kind of have this whole nurturing thing. We've talked about this, where, you know, we need to make sure that the nest is safe. And so a lot of the things we do is to ensure the nest. So we might bring stuff up in a fight that has absolutely nothing to do with the fight, because we could see 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, that that could disrupt the nest. You know, you're always going out with your friends and you know, never let me know where you're going. And, you know, I don't know what, you know, and you're thinking, oh, because they could be cheating on me or something like that. So when it comes to that, you know, guys are like, okay, whatever the problem is, we fix it now. See, I like the way guys think. I kind of think like that, too. If the problem is this one problem, we fix this problem, we move on, life is too short. I agree with that. The problem is we women are nesters, okay? We have to plan ahead, just like we planned for our periods. We planned for, you know, wardrobe malfunctions. Women don't like to, if you really want to know what makes us tick, we don't like to be caught with our pants down. We want to be ready. It's almost more embarrassing to us to have gotten, you know, surprised than to have had the real thing. You know, like, for example, I've met a lot of women who have been cheated on. And I'm like, why are you still with them? You know, how is that working? And they're like, well, you know, I knew it was coming. I knew it was happening and we're fixing it. But the ones who didn't know it was coming, the ones who found out, they're the most mad. Think about it. It's the surprise. Now, I'm not saying go and tell your girl you're going to cheat on them, because if you do, you're getting castrated. I'm telling you that right now. And I'm not telling you to, you know, warn us. I know this kind of doesn't make sense, but to us women, and I don't know if I'm really bonding with women now because they're probably all like steaming that I'm telling everybody our secrets. But with us is we don't like the surprise. We want to know what's coming. We want to know that we planned for it. And one of the biggest compliments you could give a woman is you knew this was coming. You saw this coming. You prepared for it. Great job. And I'm like, yeah. So good day for me. No periods. And I'm a planner. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I'm sorry, I don't appreciate all the slack I am getting and smack I'm getting about the Cowboys. That's what I don't appreciate. I cannot tell you how many people are sending me memes on the Cowboys. Can I just say, first of all, I appreciate you all. Appreciate GCN. Appreciate Daniel. Appreciate you guys listening to the show. But, okay, this is what I don't appreciate. One of you guys sent me a meme of the Dallas Cowboys. You know how the Dallas Cowboys, you know, star, the beautiful little blue star? One of you sent me a meme showing me the star going, this isn't a logo. This is a rating. See, one star of five. I was like, stop it. Stop it. Apparently, McCarthy, the head coach from Green Bay, is now going to be the coach of Dallas Cowboys, replacing Jason Garrett. We knew this was coming. People were kind of writing Jason Garrett's employment obituary for a while now. And so we'll keep you guys posted on the latest with sports news, but definitely big upsets yesterday with the Saints losing and the Patriots losing to the Titans. Saw a meme, Remember the Titans? I don't know, I think that was a movie, Remember the Titans? And you see Tom Brady crying. Okay, guys, be nice. Be nice. This is the first time the Patriots aren't making it to the playoffs or Super Bowl or I don't know. Heaven, just give them, cut them some slack there. But congrats, big congrats to the Vikings. Big congrats to the Titans yesterday. Big congrats to the Seahawks. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Ravens and Chiefs are who I'm watching very closely as well. All right, but let's kind of switch gears. We'll talk sports another time. We got to talk flu, guys. So the director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN that the current flu season is on track to be one of the worst in years. Now, we haven't really been talking about flu too much because, one, I was on vacation. But I'm telling you right now, it did pick up. So I worked when I was on vacation. I do telemedicine. So I saw patients. Yeah, we were in Hawaii, and while the kids went snorkeling and scuba diving and all that, I snorkeled. I went to the beach a little bit, but we were so busy that I worked, and I just do. That's something I gotta. I'm gonna try to work less. That's my New Year's resolution, to work less, which kind of didn't. I saw probably over 300 patients this weekend. Don't ask. I'm just a workaholic, but we'll talk about that another time. So, A lot of flu. I wrote Tamiflu. I wrote, cough medicine. I wrote sinus medication, and it was fluids, keeping people off work. And it was, so I am seeing an uptick. So we are in peak. Now, from what we understand, the new data released Friday, so just a few days ago, estimates that so far this season, 6.4 million people have caught the flu. 55,000 people have been hospitalized. 2,900 people have died. Now, these numbers are already 800 more than were estimated the week before. So we are seeing the rise. And I guess the CDC had reported 5 more pediatric flu deaths. So far, 27 kids have died. 27. And so, are we noticing a more and more brutal flu season? Are we noticing more and more brutal flu strains? I mean, we're making the flu shot. We're, doing the best we can with our flu shots. But I got to tell you, probably about 70% of the patients I diagnosed with flu, now mind you, it was over the phone, so I didn't swab them. But I assumed we're having flu-like illness, et cetera, and had flu, were already previously vaccinated. And whenever I was called by a family member who said, yeah, I had the flu and now my daughter does, I go, how do you know you had the flu? They go, I swabbed positive for influenza A, I swabbed positive for influenza B. So we actually have data of people being swabbed, even though they got, vaccinated. So I'm probably going to write another article showing you guys the updated graph, the uptick. Influenza B started this season early. And we think influenza B might be going down, and then influenza A is going to now start to surge. And influenza A is nasty, is the one that usually causes the big pandemics. Now, Fox News has listed the top sickest states in America right now. And apparently Georgia beats the list. The Peach State, they say, is now the sickest in the nation. They say 8%, according to Kinsa Health, a health tech company, 8% of the state's population, 7.78%, have fallen sick with the flu, cough, fever, body aches. One county in particular is the sickest. They say an estimated 8.68% of the population in Towns County is ill. Additionally, residents from DeKalb County, Fulton County, where Atlanta, spans are also sick, 7.76%, 7.63% of the population falling ill. So what are the quote-unquote 10 top sickest states? Well, Georgia, number one, Michigan, number two, South Carolina, number three, West Virginia, number four, Washington, D.C., number five. I just think a lot of politicians are just trying to call out. Yeah, they don't know what the hell to do with this impeachment thing or Iran or, They're probably like, you know what, let me just say I got the flu. All right, but Washington, D.C. made number 5. Ohio made number 6. Ohio, a lot of hard workers in Ohio. I don't see them calling out. Number 7, Maryland. Number 8, Tennessee. Number 9, Virginia. I mean, New Mexico. I'm sorry, number 9 is New Mexico. Number 10 is Virginia. So very interesting that you don't see the West represented in the top states yet. Now, I'm licensed in multiple states. And I, with that, I span my, the states I span run the gamut of the United States. And so I have to admit, most of the flu I'm seeing was central and more east. And so, and south, a lot of Alabama. Alabama was one of the first states to be hit super hard. Alabama made headlines being one of the most aggressively hit. And I'm still seeing a lot in Alabama, so I'm surprised Alabama didn't make this list. But Georgia, of course. So this is what I want to talk to you guys about. Okay. A lot of you guys are misdiagnosing yourselves with the flu. And not your fault. Okay? There's a lot of misinformation out there, and actually nobody's really spending time to teach you. We need to start having more education. I know you guys have a lot of options online. And like I like WebMD and Mayo Clinic and things like that, and I try to put information out there as well. But I read what's out there, and it's always kind of the same narrative. It's always kind of the same language. Now, you know, flu symptoms could be cough and fever and body aches, and they have to do it like that. And I've had to do it like that because again, you can't be very pinpoint specific because everybody's different. People will present in different ways. But something I have to say is there's these little nuances that trigger our doctor's spidey sense. So I had a call this morning where she said that she was, I work before I go on air. I had a call this morning where she said, you know, she started feeling sick, you know, at work, and she was sneezing and coughing and all that. And then the fever hit about the second day. And now the fever was rising. And her chest is sore. She's having, and she's having body aches. And I'm like, okay, whoa, this is just a touch bit different. Usually with the flu, now not for everybody, but usually with the flu, that fever hits you hard day one. So if your fever is coming 48 hours later, you guys remember that 48 hour mark, that's usually the time frame for bacteria to, replicate. So if a fever is coming on 2 days into it, now I'm thinking pneumonia. And so, especially if she's kind of having, in addition to body aches, specific chest discomfort. And so the big mistake people may make is go, okay, I need flu medicine, I got the flu. So you have a busy doctor's office or a busy telemedicine or whatever, and you're like, yeah, I got the flu, I got the body aches, and you're telling them stuff that you've read. I got the body aches, I got the fever, I got the chills, people around me have the flu, it's the flu. And you don't stop and tell them what your real symptoms are. Well, I got the fever 48 to 72 hours after I started to cough. Okay, that is a 1,000% different diagnosis than flu. That's probably pneumonia. And the reason why I'm making such a big deal about this is we've had 27 kids die. We've had 2,100 people so far die this season of flu, and the number one cause of death when it comes to flu is pneumonia. And so if people are sitting home waiting for the flu medicine to work, and meanwhile they're having a pneumonia brewing in their lungs, that's deadly. So remember to tell your doctor the time frame of when these symptoms started. And if fever starts after your symptoms, it might be pneumonia. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking stories. First, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan is reportedly stepping aside. Ambassador John Bass has been running U.S. diplomacy in Kabul for about 2 years. One report says his departure has been long planned. Defense Secretary Mark Esper's chief of staff is stepping down at the end of the month. Eric Schoening is the latest high-profile departure from the Trump administration. In a statement, Esper says he's been grateful for Schoening's professionalism, judgment, and leadership. An Iranian lawmaker now calling for an $80 million bounty on President Trump's head. That member of parliament issuing the threat during funeral services for General Qasem Soleimani in Tehran today, Trump having ordered last week's airstrike that killed that top commander. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, maybe. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Finland is the next country to suggest a 4-day work week. Finland Prime Minister Sanna Marin is 34 years old and has used her platform to advocate for greater advances in technology that's going to help bring the Scandinavian country into the limelight as a global tech hub. And she's also advocating for the 4-day work week. So she is the youngest ever sitting prime minister, I believe, in the world. And She held the position before that as Minister of Transport for Finland. And while in that office, she advocated for shorter work weeks to improve employee rapport and productivity. She said a 4-day work week, a 6-hour workday, why couldn't it be the next step? Is 8 hours really the ultimate truth? She says, I believe people deserve to spend more time with their families, loved ones, hobbies, and other aspects of life such as culture. This could be the next step for us in working life. And I'm kind of split on that, right? So let's just stop here for a second here, okay? As you know, in the U.S., it's this whole, you know, it's not even 9-to-5. I don't think I've ever been fortunate to have a 9-to-5 job. I think I've worked like 6-to-6 or, you know, maybe 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., okay? I don't really get this working 9-to-5. I don't really get that. But I guess the traditional work week in multiple countries is the, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And I, you know, it's worked. I think in Netherlands, I think, has the shortest work week at 29 hours a week. Sweden, I thought, just recently shortened, but I'm seeing that they do usually a 40 hours a week, upper limit of 48 hours. There's a lot of countries in Europe starting to kind of, you know, play around with work-life balance and work weeks, etc. And, you know, I'm being as a doctor, I find it very frustrating when I see somebody who did what I did, just worked and kept planning for the future. And the kids grew up around them and they missed out on a lot of things, but they kept working, they kept supporting the family. And then all of a sudden they get the big C, cancer diagnosis or whatever. And then they realized that it was all for naught and they lost decades of time they could have spent with the family. You know, you guys are noticing I'm going to start like vacationing a little bit more. Not that I'm vacationing. Well, I still worked, you know. But you're going to notice that I'm going to start taking a lot more time, not off the show, but a lot more vacations. It's not because I'm spending money or it's because I, you know, fell into money. It's because I'm trying to find creative ways to spend time with my kids. My kids are 19 and 17, thank God. But 19 and 17, I mean, they're, you know, scratching at the door, you know, getting ready to leave and, you know, find a mate and settle down. And, you know, they're not going to want to spend much time with mommy and daddy anymore. And I was one of those people that just worked. And my hours, when I ran my medical office, I would get to the office at 6 a.m. I wouldn't leave till about 7, 8 at night. You know, was it worth it? What did I build? Yeah, I built a patient practice. I helped a lot of people. I think I saved, you know, thousands of lives, you know, but I lost out on a lot of my life. And I no regrets. I would have still done it the same. You know, I mean, I'm a workaholic. And you know, if a job has to be done, the job's going to get done. I couldn't go home with a job not done. I can't go home knowing that there's labs not looked at. That's just not me. And so I wouldn't have done it differently. But, you know, you know, my husband says, no, you spent a lot of time with the kids. You think you didn't, but you did. And I don't know. I just think I could have done more. You know, maybe I could have been at every game. I wasn't at every game. I was maybe, I don't know, a tenth of their games. And, you know, I regret that. I would have rather seen them, you know, miss the ball or do whatever they did at the sport than, you know, work. But there is an argument that life is too flippin' short. And this idea that you got to please the boss, please the man, please the woman, you know, it's all about the company. No, it's all about your family. Family comes first. Okay. Now, that being said, let's look at the practicality of it. Okay. Who's going to pay for you to be spending time with your family? Now, you know, socialized countries, you know, like Sweden and Denmark and Norway, their tax bracket is very, very high, extremely high. And so, you know, the country as a whole seems to relatively agree, otherwise they would, you know, leave or Brexit. But they agree that, you know what, we'll pay more to taxes, and then all this stuff gets covered. And so, okay, all right. But, you know, if you own a store, and you don't have people manning that store, you lose money. So, yeah, you could probably do, like, you know, a shift where you have these people work these 4 days. A lot of nurses work 4/12s, not 4/6s, but 4/12s. You know, maybe they could, you know, change the shift time and, you know, hire more people and all that. But is the pay going to be the same? Now, there's a big push for digital and for people to work at home. I had predicted that by the end of this decade, this decade, the 20s, is about working from home. At least 50% of our country are going to be working from home. All right, and it's going to save companies millions, trillions, not having to have office space, you know, not having to hire cleaning people, pay for utilities, work from home. But I'm wondering if people may be legislating their way into getting paid less. If a 4-day work week ends up becoming the norm and we pick it up here in America, then are you only going to get paid for 4 days? You know, yeah, the country can boast, yeah, we have 4-day work weeks. But are you going to get paid for 40 hours a week if you're only working 6 hours a day for 4 days? So, you know, can the 4-day work week prevent burnout? I think so, but here's the problem. We get spoiled. We get very, very spoiled. So, you know, I remember doing a 2-hour shift once. And I remember, you know, it was like 2 hours and I was used to working a 12-hour shift. At the end of that 2 hours, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to go. Your body gets used to it. So your body gets used to anything. You know, it is nice to have more, you know, spare time. But I mean, will the average person spend time with the family or will they try to make money to cover that extra day? So I think if we do make any movement, I think it has to be gradual. You know, one thing I've talked to you guys about, if you do get burned out, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things, you know, this month about how to kind of change things up a little bit so you don't have to be, you know, living in the same rut, is I think a real nice thing to do is like half-day Wednesdays. A lot of people do, you know, they leave work early Fridays. The problem with that is then that Friday, everybody's checked out. And basically, you know, on that Friday, they're like, well, it's Friday. A lot of people just take off. So I don't know if I would really advocate for that. But a middle of the week, you know, getting off early or starting a little late so you have some time to do banking and things like that, I think that might help. And if you want to make up the couple extra hours on a Saturday or Sunday, that's good too. But I think maybe a middle of the week break might work for a lot of people. Especially if you're the employer, you don't have people checking out because it's still the middle of the week. Stuff's got to get done. And the funny thing is I think your productivity on that Wednesday is going to be higher because there's still a lot of work. But people are like, look, I want to leave early, so I'm going to get this work done so I can leave early. So don't be surprised if you start to hear a little talk and buzz about your employer cutting your work week. Now, hold on, my knee hurts. I'm sorry. I've had horrible knee pain. The idea may actually hurt you more than help you. Put your family first. I think hobbies are important. I think you need to feel fulfilled. A lot of the reasons why people have burnout or midlife crises or whatever is because they look at themselves middle age, or like me not getting my periods anymore. And I go, did I have enough kids? Did I do what I should have done? And so when you start to feel like that, you want to know that you're actually doing things that you've always wanted to do. So I dig that, but just be careful because we definitely don't want you guys to lose the salary. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 1,400 Seattle students without updated vaccinations are going to be banned from class. Students in Seattle who have not had the required vaccinations could be prevented from returning to class when school resumes on January 8th. Now, most students went back to school today. I'm not exactly sure why some get to go later, but anyway, January 8th is Wednesday. And as of Friday, some 1,400 students still do not have up-to-date vaccination records. So Seattle's cracking down. Tim Robinson, a spokesperson for Seattle Public Schools, told the news station that it's going to be a matter of the district and school principals and teachers and nurses doing everything they can right here at the finish line to get all the students' records updated come January 8th. Makes you also wonder how the kids started school in the fall. But you know what? Yep. Free vaccination clinics were offered over winter break, adding that the number of students without up-to-date vaccination records is expected to decline before the Wednesday deadline. That said, those who do not meet the deadline will not be allowed to return to school until the required information is provided to the school nurse. Now, this news comes after new Washington state law does away with personal and philosophical, exemptions to the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine went into effect over the summer. So the law requires that students are fully vaccinated, they be in the process of completing immunizations, or have a signed certificate of exemption in order to attend school. Any missed days over outdated immunization records would be counted as unexcused absences, noting they will be marked as excused only after updated records are submitted. Now, Seattle Public School District is comprised of 50,000 students and 104 schools. So, one parent, Marichette Garcia, told Q13 Fox that, "I think as responsible parents, we all should be responsible for our children. I think that's important to keep everybody healthy." So, bravo for, trying to maintain a robust vaccination schedule and, protect the public health and all that. But, again, this is the biggest display of hypocrisy I've ever seen. We have had 27 pediatric deaths for the flu, 55,000 hospitalizations, millions of people affected with the flu. And I don't hear one person talk about making sure these kids are vaccinated against the flu. It's all about, the measles, mumps, and rubella. And, I get, if you have that in the booster, maybe you even need a third dose. It could protect against a, life-threatening measles, illness. And measles can be life-threatening. But every single year, we are having kids die of the flu. And they're not keeping kids out of school for that. And I guess, I understand. The flu shot, I'm not really impressed with this year. I'm not impressed with it at all. People said they got the flu shot, and I'm seeing them get the flu. But I'm also seeing people who got the flu shot, knock on wood, not get the flu. Me and my family got the flu shot. And knock on wood, so far so good. And so I get very, very frustrated when the schools start to kind of take on this totalitarian rule. And I'm not saying this with Seattle, but in terms of, making these decisions of you're not, I pay taxes, and you're going to tell me that my kids can't go to school because they don't have the MMR. You're picking and choosing which vaccines. And they say, well, the reason why we're, doing the MMR is because it's a public health issue. Measles can kill. Well, flu can kill. Why aren't you guys mandating that? Oh, no. People will get angry. That's not that popular. If you try to mandate universal flu vaccine, people will poop in their pants. Legislators would get fired or not voted in next time, would lose their, next election. And that's where I start getting bothered. So basically, you are going to pick and choose which vaccines in the name of public health and keep kids out of school prevent them, like in New York, from being in the bus, on a bus, or public places. But the actual virus that's currently killing, where we're actually seeing deaths happen, that you're not doing anything about. You either be consistent, or you quit trampling on people's rights. You know, when I say this is going to head to the Supreme Court, I think it has to. I am pro-vaccine. Don't get me wrong. I am pro-vaccine. But I am anti-hypocrisy. And here I am as a doctor, as a parent, kind of freaked out about this next flu season. And that we're in this peak. And you see all this attention and money and time spent on measles. And mind you, measles is bad. I would also like to see, you know, the same passion for polio. Polio scares the hell out of me. Tetanus killed one of my family members. So again, I'm pro-vaccine. But you're keeping kids away from school, and you're letting that didn't get the MMR, but you're letting those that didn't get the flu shot or even have the flu come to school. If a child has a fever and it's coughing and sneezing, I mean, are you sending them home? Some schools do. Some schools have the Gestapo, and they're like, wait a second, you're sneezing, you're coughing. You know, and, you know, teachers, God bless them, they got enough on their plate. You know, I mean, if they see a kid whose eyes seem a little glossy and, you know, they're like, okay, you don't look good, you go to the nurse. But, you know, teachers are busy. They got class sizes full of 35, 40 students. They can't test everybody's temperature. And so if you have a kid and, you know, the teachers, my teacher patients are telling me that the kids are coughing and sneezing, you know, and stuff all throughout the class. Why aren't they sent home? If you're going to keep a child out of school when their parents pay taxes because they didn't have the MMR vaccine, explain why Johnny, who's sneezing and coughing and possibly has a fever, gets to go to school. There's a problem there. Well, the reason why is that's unpopular. If you sent every kid home who sneezed and coughed, parents would be ticked. Well, because the group of people that don't vaccinate are small and in the minority, they're allowed to be discriminated against. And again, I'm pro-vaccine. I know this is kind of very hard for people to understand, okay? Because, you know, it looks like I'm on the anti-vaxxer side. I am pro-vaccine, but what I am against is any discrimination against a minority. That bothers me. And we're allowing that to happen with our rules against smokers, with our rules against those who choose not to vaccinate their kids. And you're saying, but, you know, parents who don't vaccinate their kids or do a delayed schedule are putting the public health at risk. Yes, they are. But then so are those that don't vaccinate their kids for the flu. Oh, but they will let slide. No, 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 no. If you are going to impose restrictions on somebody and their rights, then it has to be consistent. Or don't impose those restrictions. Suggest a homeschool. Suggest our unvaccinated kids be in a separate room. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.